Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Tomorrow's general election and the ongoing fallout from the Conor McGregor rape trial are the two stories which dominate today's papers in The Republic. Two of today's papers report on calls from two different party leaders to cast their votes strategically at the ballot box tomorrow. The Irish Times leads with Sinn Féin's appeal to those who have traditionally stayed away from their party to vote for them this time to remove Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael from office. Finance spokesman Piers Doherty also asserts that by voting for an independent, you're not changing the government. On the front of today's Irish Examiner, meanwhile, Simon Harris is pushing for people to vote for centrist parties, including Labour, to form the next government. Election deadlock is the headline in the Irish Independent, which, along with the Irish Daily Mail, leads today with the Red Sea poll published last night by the Business Post, which puts Fianna Fáil at 21%, just 1 point ahead of Fine Gael and Sinn Féin on 20%. The Social Democrats are at 6% in that poll, while Labour, the Green Party, Aim 2 and Independent Ireland are all on 4%, and Solidarity, People Before Profit are on 2%. The margin of error of that poll is 3 points. Under the headline, "Doll I Want for Christmas," meanwhile, the Irish Daily Mirror runs with the line that a surge in independence is likely to mean that there will be no government in place by Christmas. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead today with stories about the number of retailers who are delisting Conor McGregor's alcohol products following last Friday's verdict in the civil action which Nikita Hand took against him, which found he had raped her in the Beacon Hotel in December 2018. The Star reports that the forecourt retailer Circle K is the latest company to remove his product from their shelves, and that Lourdes Celtic Football Club in Crumlin, which is sponsored by Conor McGregor and carries his name on their jerseys, is meeting to discuss whether they should cut ties with them. Both papers also report on a statement posted on social media by his partner, the mother of his four children, Dee Devlin, in which she says she's standing by her man. The exhumation of human remains from a grave in County Monaghan is part of a search for Joe Linsky, an IRA member and former Cistercian monk who went missing in 1972, generates the lead story in today's Belfast Telegraph. The remains were taken from a single grave on foot of new information about suspicious historic activity at the cemetery in the 1970s. Settlements of £30,000, which have just been made to three survivors of historical institutional abuse in Northern Ireland, whose personal details were leaked in a data breach, has paved the way for a similar payout to others in the group of 250 whose personal data was included in a newsletter which was circulated in an email in 2020. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish News. In terms of pictures, The Independent runs with a picture in its front page of a woman standing outside a pile of rubble, which we're told is where her house used to be in Lebanon yesterday, following the announcement of yesterday's ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The image in the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, is of a group of Palestinian people, mainly women, bunched together outside a bakery in Gaza, where they're waiting to buy bread. Desperation in Gaza. Gaza is the caption there. And finally, Brian Arthur's shot in the front of today's Times is a picturesque image of the valleys below the Galtee Mountains in County Tipperary, taken early yesterday morning, although the presence of freezing fog in tandem with yesterday's weather warnings gives it an ominous undertone.
Fiona, thank you for that.